I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Will Friday's Bishop JV girls basketball results? Well, the final score was Bishop 36, Boron 24 points for the game, Jasmine Gonzalez 15, Ellie Boyd 6, Vaya Williams 2, Mia Montano 4, Peyton Andreas 6, and Destiny Barajas 3. Dana Crome had the distinct honor of being sworn in as the district attorney for Inyo County. She wishes to extend her deepest gratitude to the Inyo County Board of Supervisors for appointing her following Tom Hardy's retirement. She also wants to thank everyone who attended the ceremony. She looks forward to serving Inyo County in her role as district attorney. You can find pictures of the ceremony on our website at sierrawave.net. Bishop Area Climbers is thrilled to introduce Catherine as their new marketing and communications director. Growing up in California, Catherine began her climbing journey in Bishop, California, 2010. Over the past 10 years, she's lived in climbing hotspots like Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Salt Lake City, Utah, before returning to her beloved Bishop for good in 2023. Along the way, she's contributed to incredible organizations such as Flashy Foxy, Memphis Rocks, the Joes Valley Festival, and the Color of Crag. If you see her out on the crag, she's probably snacking on some gluten-free peanut butter and jelly waffles, soaking up the sun, hanging out with her deaf healer, Ripley, though she's always missing her cats at home. If you see her out and about, don't hesitate to say hi. Want to know what she looks like? Well, visit Sierra Wave Media on Facebook to find the post, see the picture of Catherine. In 2024, the town of Mammoth Lakes opened new affordable housing project, installed new trailheads, fixed miles of local roads, and completed several new parks, including the eagerly awaited dog park, with voter approval of Measure L. Last fall, the community ensured that even more valued community projects can be completed moving forward. The measure raises transient occupants tax, which is also known as the TOT, from 13% to 15%. Collection of these funds began January 1st, 2025. On January 15, 2025, the Mammoth Lakes Town Council adopted a resolution directing all proceeds from Measure 11 to the Housing Now Initiative Fund from January 1, 2025 through December 31st of 2034. Measure L will sunset at that time unless extended by Mammoth Lakes voters. Measure L funds will boost the town multifaceted Housing Now program focused on expanding the availability of affordable workforce housing throughout the community. The Housing Now program leverages federal, state, and local funds to achieve new affordable housing development, as well as convert eligible existing market rate housing into affordable housing. On Sunday, February 4th, the 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra will hold their first meeting of the new year, welcoming women from across the community to experience the power of collective giving. The event will take place at Whiskey Creek and Bishop beginning at 5 p.m. with social time at the Cash Bar before the program starts at 5:30 p.m. Since its founding, 100 Women Who Care has raised an impressive $20,000 for local charities, supporting organizations that strengthen the Eastern Sierra community. This group is eager to continue the momentum in 2025 and encourages all women to join them for the inspiring evening of giving back. Attendees are not required to join the group to attend the event, but are warmly invited to come and see what 100 Women Who Care is all about. Whiskey Creek provides the perfect setting for an evening filled with connection, philanthropy, and purpose. The event will include 5 p.m. the bar opens, giving attendees time to mingle and enjoy a drink. 5:30 p.m. the program kicks off with three charities nominated by members, randomly chosen. Representatives will represent their causes and answer questions. Then at 6 o'clock, members vote, and one organization is selected as the evening's beneficiary. The meeting concludes at 6:30, but guests are encouraged to stay and continue networking in this lively and welcoming atmosphere. Once again, it's at Tuesday, February 4th, 5 p.m. bar opens, 5:30 p.m. the event start. Location, Whiskey Creek, 524 North Main Street, Bishop, California. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you news. For more news, go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, we are your local resource for news, sports, culture, and the people who shape it. And you definitely won't want to miss this last week's episode of Skippable News. Back to our
new format.
How can it be new if it's already back?
I don't know. You just check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Skippable news.